I want you to play a game with me, Ray.
I don't want to play a game.
Oh, please.
No.
I said play a game with me, Raymond.
Right.
When the lion's hungry, he eats your butt.
Fucking cunt. Fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt.
Quit fucking around, cunt!
Play a game with me. No. I said play a goddamn game with me!
All right.
The gentleman? I don't know, but I keep fucking getting it wrong. It's the gentleman.
The gentleman. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plural.
Men that were plural. Gentle with each other in the night.
Oh, that's what Hugh Grant wanted, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, maybe you won't even know I'm there. Maybe I'll be in the corner. Shook it into a towel.
He went straight from Notting Hill to sucking dicks in the hills.
Oh, man. That re-siphon, his friend from that 9 months, re-siphon really got in his head.
That's what happens when you fuck a hooker that nobody wanted and it turns out it was probably a man. I mean, you leave Elizabeth Hurley for that. Holy shit.
So, the gentleman, if you guys don't know what this is, it just came out. We just saw it, and it is a Guy Ritchie film. Guy Ritchie, if you don't know, he does, you know, fuck, he does, he did Rock and Roller. He did Snatch with Brad Pitt.
I like Guy Ritchie.
Me too, man. And weirdly, he did Aladdin that just came out. Like, what a weird thing to just shove in the damn.
I even like that one movie that he did, that one shitty one, that Lockdown or whatever. I think that was Guy Ritchie.
No, no, that's Guy Pierce, the actor.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I thought...
Stupid fuck.
Well, you suck on a dirty cunt, okay?
Yeah, sorry. We might use the C word a lot because that's just it's a Guy Ritchie movie thing. But yeah, no, he did Rock and Roll. He did Lock, Stock, and
Pieces. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Basically, any movie that you've watched that's an action movie that's pretty cool that you kind of have a hard time understanding what the hell anybody's saying, probably Guy Ritchie. He did The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Did you ever see that with Henry Cavill?
I only saw the Henry Cavill fight scene.
Oh, man. No, you're thinking of Mission Impossible.
I thought he had a fight. Isn't it the one where he had a mustache?
Nope, that's Mission Impossible.
Well, that was a great fight scene. I can't not forget it.
What the fuck? You've been sleeping on the motherfucker?
The one next to my house.
But, yeah, he did Revolver. He's done a bunch of good shit. And then, like I said, Aladdin, which is weird. But, so, anyways... This movie, it was fucking awesome, man. I loved it.
Amazing movie. That's one of those weird movies. It has Matthew McConaughey in it. Like, right away, I was like, this motherfucker, he's supposed to be, like, the head of a drug cartel and badass. Like, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it. Like, is this what happened after he graduated from, what's that movie? What's that movie where he's like, all right, all right, all right?
Oh, my God.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Daisy didn't give you. That's like that motherfucker is like. I was like, "There's no way. I'm gonna hate it. Like, I'm gonna hate it." And plus, he sounds like he's from Arkansas all the time, and he's like just got done picking like the fucking tobacco roots every time I hear him. And I was like, "But no, dude, he's actually badass in it. Like, it gets going with him." I'm like, "Damn, this is really good."
The opening got me initially, dude. I don't know what that song is in the opening of the movie, but they play the song while he's walking into the bar. And he tells the guy to get him a drink or whatever, and he sits down on a phone call. Because it's one of those movies that makes you – I can't say anything. That'd be a spoiler. But yeah. The way the movie starts out, instantly you're like, oh, this is going to be a badass movie.
Yeah, it's got one – it's just the way that it sets up the scene. It's like a badass, like, mafia-style, like, opening, and you're like, mm-hmm. I'm in for a good ride in this Ferrari, sir. Take me away to the wind.
Get my spaghetti.
Butter Bill's spaghetti.
Don't touch my spaghetti.
But that's what I was gonna say. Also, is like having him in it. There's nothing against British people or anything like that. But sometimes the accents are so thick that it's hard for me to follow them. Yeah. And like so, I couldn't understand some of the words. But at least with him, like his shit is so slow and drawn out. Like I know what you're saying every time you're saying it.
Yeah, no matter what. But yes, yeah, so, and he's like the ringleader. He's like the big badass. So that, you know what I mean? He's the lion, so to speak, as he says himself in the movie. But I don't know, man. It's set up, and it's a typical, like I said, it's a typical Guy Ritchie film. But there's so many layers to it, and so many things going on. You've got two characters talking in a bar, and it's Charlie Hunnam. Who, by the way, I've never been a fan. I feel like the dude in 4-year-old version, he's like, man, I've never been. I've always thought of Matt Damon as more of a Streisand, but he's rocking the shit in this one.
Yeah, he was. He's killing
exactly
it.
How I felt about Charlie Hunnam. I've never been a biggest fan. Everybody like wants him to be Bond and wants to do all this shit. Never I don't dislike him. I just never see him do anything good, in my opinion, until this. I really
like
him.
Like a, he was like a badass. He looked like a badass Obi-Wan Kenobi. Looked like Ewan McGregor, but when Ewan McGregor with some balls.
Yeah, like a like gangster Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, dude, it was, but yeah, and he was another surprise, because I didn't think, I mean, I didn't, like, I never really had anything against Charlie Hunnam one way or the other, but, you know, I just didn't care, but watching him in this, I was like, damn, dude, that motherfucker's, because he's the enforcer of Matthew McConaughey, and again, I really want to talk about Matthew McConaughey, because Matthew McConaughey feels like, when it starts out, like, when he's talking about he's being the lion and all that stuff, and he's the head of this weed empire, or standing on my bush empire, it's like you expect him to be like, where he says he's the lion or whatever, he just doesn't really come across as like intimidating or badass. So he uses it like the enforcer guy, which is Charlie Hunnam. But when he snaps up and he gets like going, you're like, fuck, I can understand why he's the lion. Unsheathe those claws, Mufasa.
Yeah, dude, that's what it looks like when you don't, you know, clean his Lincoln good enough. That's exactly right. What Matthew McConaughey turns into. There's
be
one
a lot
scene...
cooler if you did.
All right. There's one scene where he loses his shit on someone, and it's fucking awesome.
Dude, it reminded me of Godfather at one part of the movie, because he's like, when they goes, you know, I'm not emotional when it comes to my money, but you touched my wife! My wife! And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. It's so good.
What he did to that dude was awesome, too. That
yeah,
was...
and it's also, it's a badass, like, action gangster shit. Movie. But it's also got like a black comedy spin on it too.
It's hilarious, man. That's what I was gonna say. Like, so the movie takes place at the story's coming out of the mouths of Charlie Hunnam and Hugh Grant, who is awesome in this. Like, he comes out of nowhere. I haven't seen him in a while, and when you do see him, he's usually in like romantic films and shit like that. And in this, he's like a sleazy PI, but he's also got some balls to him. Like, the balls on you, you filthy cunt. But yeah. I thought he was amazing in this. I thought he did a great job. I thought he carried it. But it's these two talking to each other, and as they're talking, the movie shows you what they're talking about happening. So it's almost like The Princess Bride. When he's
yeah, well, it's kind of like done in a third person narrative, and then the story unfolds through their retelling of what happened, and it kind of goes up. Kind of like wouldn't it be more like not Rock and Roll, though. Not Rock and Roll, but the one with oh my God. Never mind. Fuck. I can't remember the name of that movie, but there was one that we just watched, and it had been a while since I'd seen it, but it kind of tells the story backward a little bit. It kind of has, it starts at the end of the movie, and then it kind of works its way back and shows you exactly what happened as it's unfolding.
I like mine. I like that Charlie Hunnam is Fred Savage and Hugh Grant is the old man.
I mean, that's fine. We can go with either one.
Yo, is this the kissing
with
this, scene?
Oh, we can go with that.
But yeah, so that kind of tells the narrative, and then they go through it, and it's crazy, it's fast paced, like you said, man, it's funny as shit. When he burnt himself on the grill, I laughed for like 10 straight minutes,
dude. It was also and another one. I mean, it's loaded with fucking stars in it, by the way, like some really good action stars and just actors in general, but fucking Colin Farrell is badass in anything he does, and he plays the guy named the coach, and he like trains people, and like he gets them to fight and all this shit, and like, it's like a boxing gym. Like, he wants his fighters to be fighters and not like thugs or whatever. But it's like he gets drawn into this kind of conspiracy about what's going on and what's happening, because the whole idea is Matthew McConaughey wants to get out of the drug game, is looking to sell it, and in certain circumstances things go awry and he gets pulled in. But it's cool because Colin Farrell is like a badass, like he's fucking amazing, but then at the same time he's like, he's got morals. He's like, and it's funny as fuck, as like one scene, like when he filmed, remember when they kidnapped that one guy and show him what, after they drugged him, and he, Charlie Hunnam was watching him and was watching the video, and he's like, he goes, I'm shocked, and he goes, I was there, mate, and I'm shocked still.
Yeah, man, he was great in this. His character was really cool. It had a lot of layers to him. And even what I like about these movies is the fact that they are, you know, from England. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell that they're not made for Americans. So there's some stuff happening in it, like, you don't really understand. Like, the kids that he's training at one point break into a pot house, and they start fighting these people. It's like, oh, he's talking about that fight porn there. And they go in, and they're like rapping and filming this and like beating the shit out of each other and like making a rap video.
Cool.
It was weird. Like, it was just so something. I didn't understand what was going on at all. And I was
remind me of some crisscross shit.
Yeah.
Give me it.
Yeah. It's like getting a finger somewhere uncomfortable. Like, I don't like this, but I don't know what it is.
It's only uncomfortable when it's not asked for, mate. But, but you know,
Volkswagen.
But the other thing was, is like, I did like when, because the kids that were trained by Coach, whip the shit out of the henchmen that work for Matthew McConaughey or Michael in this movie. And he's like, when the henchmen are reporting back to Matthew McConaughey, explaining that, hey man, one of your farms got raided last night, and they're all bruised up and bloodied and shit. He's like, but I've got to say, they like fought really well. I mean, I was quite impressed. And Charlie's like, that's enough, get out. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's so good. Like, the interaction, the dialogue is written so clever, and it's so funny. But it's also, like, it's teeming with, like, just intimidation, and you don't know what's going to happen. And, like, the confrontation between Michael, which is McConaughey, and Dry Eye, which is this little asshole out of China or South Korea, I think, that wants to take over the business, is fucking great. Like, it's just, oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah, the cast is insane. Everybody in the movie is really good at what they do. There's so many little parts that you want to mention that you just don't have time to mention. But from the top to the bottom, everyone's so good and so interesting. And they all have these well laid out personalities, even if they only have like 10 minutes of screen time. You'll find there's certain people in the movie that you really wish you could see more of, but there's just no time.
Yeah, I was really I really wanted to see Colin Farrell have a bigger part in it. But nonetheless, I mean, it still worked for what they had him in the movie for. And he was a great comedy relief in a lot of ways. But he was also, again, he was so fucking badass when he wanted to be. But it was cool, like he did have a moral compass, because he's like, I'm not a thug and I'm going to get out of it. And he has the balls, you know, with his boys. I can't give you that. I can't tell you guys that. There's so much I want to say, cunts, and I can't say it. And indubitably, by the way, I'm going to use cunt for the next 3 weeks. It's going to happen. When you watch this movie, for the next 3 weeks, you would use the word cunt to describe everything.
You would, you cunt.
I think it's in England, it's not even like it, cunt's not like, like here it's really bad, but over there it's like it's just every other word.
Oh, it's like, yeah, Easter. Good morning. Yeah. But and before I forget to do it, I want to throw a movie recommendation out there to everybody. Well, first off, definitely go see The Gentlemen, because it's amazing. It's totally worth, like, I would pay to see this in the theater over and over again. Absolutely. It's worth your $12 or whatever. If you like gangster movies and you like black comedy, it's just top notch. Yeah. But I do want to throw out a movie recommendation. Have you ever seen a movie called London Boulevard with Colin Farrell in it?
That sounds really familiar. I think I might have, maybe a long time ago. That sounds extremely familiar.
Okay, yeah, he gets with like this artist and he gets stuck in the mob again, but he doesn't want to be, and he has to like take on everybody. It is fucking amazing, and nobody ever talks about it. Nobody ever talks about it. So definitely check out London Boulevard.
I wasn't rock and roll. The one I was thinking of, the way this movie was kind of like reminding me in a lot of ways as far as how the story was told, was Smoking Aces.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it just felt like Smoking Aces or something like that. But yeah, dude, yeah, that's a great one. And like, in the end of the day, like, I don't know why you wouldn't go see this movie. And again, it's like you would imagine, just like looking like at the synopsis of it, you'd be like, I don't know. But then once you start watching it, you're like, fuck, man, this movie is actually, this is probably the best movie of this month for sure.
Yeah, it's like, it's for, definitely, man. It's to me, it's like if you took Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, gave it cocaine, and then made it a pure action gangster movie, and then shorten it by half its running time. It's kind of that, like.
I thought you were gonna say taking cocaine and blowing up somebody's butt.
Yeah, that too, for sure. You got any Quaaludes? But it's on the level. The dialogue is snappy. It's quick. It's funny. I don't necessarily want to call it Tarantino dialogue, but it's that kind of edgy, just fun to listen to stuff. Like, you could watch these guys sit at a table and have a conversation and be completely enthralled with what they're saying. Plus, every other scene or so, every few scenes, it's capped off with some gnarly violence.
I know. Like, after you're done watching it, guaranteed, you will feel like Tim Capello in The Lost Boys. I still believe, with a fucking, like, chain. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's great, man. You
can't say enough about it.
I give it a 9 out of 10, man.
That's what I'm going to give it. And I was going to say, like, to me, it rivals. It's better. I mean, I love Bad Boys for Life, but it's better than Bad Boys for Life, just on the action levels and all the other stuff going on between in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that, too, actually. I think this movie just, it's a little sharper. It's a little sharper, and the cast is just insane. The Bad Boys for Life is great in its own. Like, it's cheesy like it's supposed to be, and it's a fun reminder of the 90s, but this stands out a little bit more for me too, man. I just,
yeah, it's a popcorn movie of the Bad Boys for Life, and you can have your nougat bars, but this one is like, I'll have a steak with some wine and watch a badass movie.
Yeah, yeah, night. For sure, man. And if you're a fan of Guy Ritchie movies, like the gangster movies that he does, this is right up there. Only it's actually a little, just a twinge more accessible as far as like understanding what everybody's saying and what's going on. It's a little bit more accessible, but it's right there. It fits right in there with the rest of his.
Yeah, movies. You got to give it a little time though when you watch it. Probably like 15 or 20 minutes when you're watching it, because at first when I was watching, I was like, I'm a little confused about like exactly what's happening, because it's like the way that that backward storytelling works. It's effective and it works overall, but it takes a little time for it to really catch you up to speed about exactly how things are playing out.
Yeah.
But once you catch in on it though, and you're in and it's taking you for that ride through the movie, you're like, man, this is freaking amazing right here. I am so glad that I got out of bed to watch this shit, because I was just gonna lay in bed all day and do nothing except feel depressed.
That was a weird turn.
It got dark for a second. I'm sorry.
You okay, man?
No, I'm not. I just realized that Tom Brady's not in the Super Bowl.
Guys, thank you for listening to... This is on the Revenge of the Action Movie, right? This is an action movie,
yeah,
technically.
Yeah,
this is... Yeah. It was an action movie, but...
Action Jacksons.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Go see The Gentlemen. Give it your money. It deserves it. This is way better than a January release. I don't think it's going to get its due credit. May not even do that good at the box office, but it's definitely worthy of going to see it, being seen. Like my wiener. So
that's not worth it.
That's what I say.
That's a refund ticket.
Hey.
Hey, come. Oh, never mind. I came in. I was going to do that song and I forgot it. But anyway, yeah.
Don't make me feel like shit just because you're too afraid to write your own songs.
Yeah, so. Don't act like you're Mr. Perfect.
Go see it, guys. We love your fucking faces. And thanks for tuning in to another episode of Revenge of l'Action.
Oh, God. That's just like nobody wants to watch Pornhub with this shit going on.
I don't know how to end these. God damn it.
Action Attack. I don't know. We'll have to keep working on it.
Until next time, I'm just a lowly, lowly cook.
Test your might. I don't know.
Oh, it's not working. I got one, dude. I think I got it.
Cross the streams.
This has been an episode of Revenge of the Action Movie. And because of our big legs and karate, you can subscribe. No problem.
I like that one, yeah. But be careful, because we can't do the splits. No problem.
Yeah, that one. I got fat legs.
It hurts.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.